get to cool?
Or out on the back porch. Uh-huh. Always had porches.
Yeah.
And put it out on the back porch, and that wind would blow through that wet cloth.
Uh-huh.
And every so often, this one up here is where your pan would be with your water. And you'd keep that filled with well water, and it was cold coming out of that well, you know.
Well, you just have to, was the cloth kind of sitting down in the water, or did you just have to come and...
Yeah, the cloth would be down in the water and then hanging around all the way around.
Awesome.
And of course, flies or anything couldn't get into the butter and milk and stuff. And you put your milk in there in crocks. Big old round crocks or big round and high up one, you know, different shapes. And then when it clabbered, you'd skim that cream off of there, and a little bit of the clabber, and that clabber went to the hogs, and this little clabber, and the cream would make the butter, and you'd have enough buttermilk, you know, to make cookie biscuit or cornbread.
Huh, my goodness.
Or drink.
Yeah.
A lot of people did.
Did you ever use the clabber for anything besides giving the hogs?
No, we didn't.
Uh-huh.
But most people did.
What could you use it
You for? Could drink it. Did you ever drink any clabber?
No.
A lot of people would use it with cornbread and spoon, but now we didn't. We didn't utilize much milk.
Your family just didn't like milk?
No. As far as I know now, and anybody ever knew, I never tasted a milk in my life.
Goodness.
And I could go over there, I keep it. Cook with, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't eat a bite, and never did when I was a kid, regular butter, cow butter. Now, I eat margarine, but it has to be melted on hot cornbread or hot biscuit. I couldn't just smear a piece of bread, you know, spread it.
Well, that's probably good for you that you don't.
Huh?
It's probably better for you that you don't do that.
Yes, I know.
But I love the taste of butter.
I don't.
Oh, that's the most marvelous stuff.
I couldn't. And I'm sure it's imagination.
Yeah, well.
It's up here.
Yeah.
But none of us ever drank milk much. Mm. Now, my brother Lee and my sister, Tommy Reed, they drank milk.
Uh-huh.
And they drank it yet. My brother died, but he did. But my sister drank milk any time in preference of tea or something else.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Mama liked milk, but it didn't take much to supply them, you know. And, and a lot of times they wouldn't drink milk. We drank water.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything else. You didn't drink tea back in my childhood days.
People just didn't have it, is that right?
Well, we lived out in the country and it was hard to get ice.
Oh.
And we didn't have electricity, you know.
Yeah. Water.
That lamp over there, sitting over there, it's a pretty lamp.
On your side of the house, get closer.
My mother and daddy went to housekeeping with that light. I've been offered $300 for that. I said, no, we didn't.
Gee, that's pretty.
And when my oldest sister got married, my mother gave it to her. And she was 93, as I told you.
Yeah.
And I went to Wichita Falls and moved her down here when she got where she couldn't wait on herself.
What was her name?
She lived up there for 50, 60 years.
What did my parents know? That's my hometown, see?
Wichita Falls.
Where in Wichita did she live? You know her? You know her address?
She lived, you know where
Yeah, sure.
She lived in 30 years.
My mother and daddy both grew up there, and they might have known.
Well, she moved to Waco, and she told me, she said,